A book written 250 years ago has become a bestseller in France after last month's terrorist attacks on the satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo and a kosher supermarket. As NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports, Voltaire's passionate cry for religious tolerance is flying off the shelves in Paris.
Like most bookshops around Paris, Emile, which caters to young readers, sold all its copies of Voltaire's Treatise on Tolerance on January 8th, the day after Charlie Hebdo lost 8 journalists in a terrorist attack. The store has had to reorder twice. Employee Lauriane Leduce says she was surprised that an 18th century manuscript could become a bestseller today.
It's really, really weird. But I think it's really an important book, and even 200 years later, it's very, very important.
Leduce says no one really understands why the attacks happened, and everyone is looking for answers.
The children have to understand, and they need to understand the life, the events, and I think parents need this book in order to explain.
Enlightenment essayist, philosopher, and historian François-Marie Arouet, better known by his pen name Voltaire, was born in Paris in 1694. He is famous for his wit, advocacy of freedom of speech, and stinging attacks on the Catholic Church. In Voltaire's day, Protestants were persecuted and killed in France. In his book, Voltaire defended the Protestants and excoriated the Catholic Church over its intolerance. In the recent Paris attacks, 4 Jews were killed because of their religion, and since the attacks, dozens of mosques have been desecrated. The Société Voltaire, a group that safeguards the philosopher's legacy, called Voltaire the rallying symbol for those who do not accept violence in the name of religion. At publishing house Gallimard, which puts out the pocket edition of Voltaire's Tolerance Manifesto, Bertrand Mirand Iribéry says the philosopher's ideas are reassuring.
At a time when our way of life, of being, of living together has come under attack, this book is like an antidote, a way of resisting.
Mirand Iribéry says in 3 weeks, Voltaire's book has sold nearly half as many copies as it has over the last 12 years, and Gallimard is on a second reprint. Gibert Jeune bookstore sits on Paris's busy Place Saint-Michel in the heart of the Latin Quarter. The large chain supplies many of the books on French school curriculums. Clerk Guillaume Elcasser says students used to come in and buy Voltaire for class.
Before this, we sell Voltaire mostly for schools. People don't really read it for their own pleasure. Now they are.
A popular news magazine recently reprinted passages from the philosopher's 1763 treatise. In such somber times, said the magazine, we turn to Voltaire for solace and a reminder of our long-standing devotion to tolerance. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.